Hi, I'm Aurora, and tonight I'm going to be your enchantress. We're going to talk about magic and science and control, and I'm going to take you over little by little and bit by bit. Magic has its roots in history and legends, hidden meanings, and energies that we don't quite understand yet. We don't really need to know how they work, only that they work, isn't that right? You know me very well by now. You know my voice, my name. You might even feel that little bit of pleasure compulsion when I say Aurora. Aurora means dawn, the dawn of the sun over the horizon, spreading its light upon the world. Much like the sun, I'll spread my light over you, through you, and deep into you. But dawn has more than one meaning, doesn't it? It could be the spark of inspiration that sets your mind alight and turns into an idea blazing through your head. Or it could be a glimmer of hope nestled in your heart, flourishing into rays of joy. Or it could be the dawn of realization that I already have you ensnared. So I have here this beautiful vial filled with blue liquid. It's so pretty and so shiny and so sparkly. In your mind's eye, you can see it. It's a crystalline blue color, floating inside a small glass container with a little cap on top. This cap here. It smells so good. The scent wafts towards you and starts to tickle the inside of your nose. You get hints of a fresh floral scent, something soft but bright. It seems to fit the blue color that it contains. And as you smell it, you realize that the scent is gently filling your nose and gently filling your mind. Our sense of smell is the sense most strongly tied to memory. Here's the science portion that I talked about earlier. Your sense of smell has intimate access to parts of your brain that process emotion, and also the parts that are involved with learning. So, you smell this bright, airy smell, and your brain learns from it. It learns to associate the emotions that I'm going to make you feel with the smell that you smell from my blue vial. You really only need to smell a smell once for it to trigger a link in your associative learning. And that's what I'm going to do. As the scent from my vial wafts up your nose and straight into your mind, you'll notice your mind getting a little foggy, a little dull. And that's just perfect. It'll make it easier to sink for me when it's time. you realize that it's affecting more than just your mind. It's making you feel a little sleepy, a little dreamy, a little drifty. The edges of your vision start to blur. You can blink a few times to try to clear it away. Then you just give up because it's so much easier. The noises in the background that you're barely noticing anyway, they just fade away. And all you can hear is my voice talking to you and helping you sing for me and drift. I bet you're wondering what the magic potion does, aren't you? It makes you into a slave. It gets into your head, your mind, your body, and it makes you submissive and obedient. You'll crave to be submissive. You'll crave to be a toy, a doll or a puppet, just waiting patiently to be used. You can take a nice deep breath. Let it out. It feels so good to take that blue fog into your brain, deep into your mind. Let it permeate every bit of you, letting the strong desire to serve fill your mind, fill your heart. And you're being such a good toy. The more you breathe, the deeper and deeper sense of obedience and subservience you start to feel. Because you're a good toy, a good slave. And you're such an obedient toy, because obedience is pleasure. Pleasure is submission. Submission is obedience. And that feels so good, so peaceful, finally finding your place in the world, finally feeling that deep level of control that you've always craved. Every day you'll find pleasure repeating your mantra. Obedience is pleasure. Pleasure is submission. Submission is obedience. Every time you say those three little lines, you'll feel a rush of praise. You'll feel fulfilled, like a good toy who's obeying their orders should feel. Such a good toy. And in a few moments, I'm going to put the cap back on the vial. The smell and the effects will dissipate. The hold that it has on your mind, that can stay if you want it. The hold will feel so good. As you come out of trance, you'll be able to decide if you'd like to keep that beyond the trance. I'll allow you to keep this trigger, this sense of belonging, as long as you like. Or you can let it fade today, now, as a one-time experience. The choice is yours. Choose wisely. It may be the last choice you make on your own. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and as I count, you're going to notice the effects of my magic potion wearing off on you. 1, the background sounds come fading back into your consciousness. You start to notice them a little bit more and a little bit more. 2, your vision clears up, and when you open your eyes, you can see clearly again. 3, the memory of the choice that I've given you comes back to your mind, and you can choose to keep this pleasure, obedience, and subservience trigger, or you can choose to let it go. 4, you can also choose to remember any and all parts of this trance if you wish. You'll find it very easy to look back and remember all of it that you want. And 5, you're all the way up, awake and aware, feeling refreshed and relaxed, and very proud of yourself for being so well behaved and so obedient.